Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we take the folks who are associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and ply them into our Talk Radio review. This is the companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where Michael Harrison and I go through the charts. Happens to be the charts of the week from June 27th to the 1st of July as the focus, the stories and the people. On the story list this week, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I are going to be discussing some of the things from social media for sure. That's number 10, immigration. Actually, race, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been on the docket here. There's not much change in the list, but there is a change in the focus. I think we could probably spend most of our hour, and maybe we will, we could have a top 10 story list just to cover the items that have been now discussed, or if you will, I don't think they've been discussed enough, but they have been presented. The Supreme Court has released information on decisions that have been made, and there are at least 10 of them that affect us. It isn't just all about Roe v. Wade. It isn't all just about guns, although there's a lot of that in there. But I think with regard for example, this week there was a 6-3 decision that the court made that, in effect, limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to prevent power plants from releasing the pollution that they're so well known for. Because, you know, coal produces it, and so do other fossil fuels release this stuff. So does this make a difference? It certainly has the Bidenites all in their panties in a wad. If that's a little crude, but it is, you know, kind of what it's all about with returns from conversations I've heard in the last 24 hours or so. Is there a clarification here in what is it just the climate change religionists say this is going to destroy the planet, reducing gas house pollution, greenhouse pollution.
Yeah, they want to get rid of the coal industry in general, right? And
yeah.
The reality is that we should be looking for alternative sources of energy. Kind of the rational perspective, I think, should be that we're looking for alternate forms of energy.
I don't think there's anything rational about some of this stuff, Jen. I'm with you on this one. It's become craziness.
Well, to eliminate the entire industry when this country is clearly not ready for it. I mean, in California, we have probably the strictest, not probably, we have the strictest environmental regulations in the entire
country. No more
country.
Gas, natural gas. Have you been on the program since Newsom, Newman, Newsom.
That's what I call him, too.
Yeah, right. Since the announcement that there will no longer be gas used in homes, new homes being built, will have to have all electric. Where do you think the power? You want to have all electric cars? California is going to come to a screeching halt because there isn't enough power now on a day that's hot to supply everybody whose needs.
And get this, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to California. So the reason that California, and you've probably heard about it, we have to turn our power off when it's 105 degrees and windy outside because the power companies cannot guarantee that their grid is secure enough not to spark a fire. And so a lot of times you either hear the story about catastrophic fires that have been caused by a spark in the power grid, or you have power companies just shutting everybody down because they don't want to take the risk of a fire. Both of these things not great options for the residents who pay a lot of money to live in the state and would like to be able to run their can opener and their air conditioning at the same time in the afternoon on a summer day.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason for that is that not only have power companies made backdoor deals with liability limitations with the government of California, but they've had to spend so much money meeting environmental standards that they haven't been able to afford to put the money into hardening our power grid. So we're a long ways away from being able to even handle some of the plans, some of the proposals.
It's just like the water problem. The water problem could be solved pretty easily by getting catch basins built around the state, desalinating the water,
the
water pipelines.
Don't like it.
Well, but you know what? It's time for the environmentalists to get real. Understand that there's no question that what we're doing and how we're living is affecting the environment. Yeah, but to what extent? And how did these people get, how did we manage to inculcate in educational curriculum, in everyday discussions, climate change? I was with some folks yesterday. And we were talking about methane gas from my cows. And I always, whenever I get into this conversation with people, I always talk about the benefits of what the poop is when it comes out of the back end of the cow and all the microbes that are in there. And that, in my mind, even if there is something to the methane situation, and I'm not convinced that there really is a whole lot, it's just that there's a perspective. And there is no, way too often in these conversations, there are facts, and then there are facts, if you know what I mean. And remember when we discussed this, I don't know whether you were with us, Jennifer, or not, Jay and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact there's a report from NOAA, the National Oceanographic, and I never can remember what they're, but anyway, NOAA has, and its scientists have been studying the cores that, you know, they dig out of the planet. They go down, in some cases, 3,000-4,000 feet on the surface to go back to what the surface looked like 4 million years ago. So from these, they've taken them from places in America, they've taken them from Iceland, they've taken them from South America as well, places in Africa. So the core samples they've been studying for years. And so the report that was released suggests very firmly that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere today, 2022, were the same, or are the same, as the CO2 levels in the atmosphere 4 million years ago. So how do you, this is the federal government doing the study. I don't imagine the Bidenites and the climate changerites are looking at that. But I'm not saying that we're not doing harm or we're not contributing. But for God's sakes, how much of this, it's like it's the mania of so many other things. You get a hold of things, it's like a dog with a bone.
Well, and it becomes a moneymaker for a lot of people.
But of course it is.
It's a moneymaker. It becomes a religion instead of just looking at things about, I mean, I think the big joke is that conservatives don't want to conserve.
Yeah.
Conservatives like clean air and clean water, too. It was Richard Nixon who founded the EPA. And just to get back to this ruling, what's happened is that at the federal level, the EPA has thrown out restrictions that a lot of states cannot meet. And that's what brought this lawsuit. So if the EPA is deep, the EPA should be there to set best practices and minimal standards, but you have to allow the states to be able to operate and function without the federal government saying, well, you have to do this. Well, maybe, you know, Oklahoma is a whole lot different than California. Yeah. So let people decide what is going to be okay for them without completely choking them out on how they operate and run things locally.
More on the court and decisions that were made and the impact on you as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Review. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Seventeen after the hour, this is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the information that has come out about the Supreme Court decisions. Apparently there's another, I don't think they've heard the case yet, but there was a decision made about the elections and what might the court has agreed to hear a case that could change the election, potentially giving Howard Stern the ability to, I'm teasing about that. state legislatures would have the power to set voting rules that state courts can't overturn. That'll be an interesting discussion. If they've agreed to hear the case, then they'll come up with a decision before the election. And I think that's, we really have to get to the bottom line. All of the emotion around voting rules and who's got the right
around everything.
I guess you're right about that.
It's exhausting. It's a lot. It's exhausting. And most of it isn't even based in facts, but it's just people are so hot right now about everything and so divided. And people, unfortunately, in elected office like that because they think it gives them power. And so
And everybody burnt out, and then it's just they give up. They give up fighting.
Okay, so number 9 this week on the story list is immigration. And a Supreme Court ruling this week probably ends the immigration program that was started with Trump. The program required asylum seekers to await approval in Mexico. So what's wrong with that? It's a 5-4 ruling.
What's wrong
with the the Trump policy? It's chaos. It's bedlam on the border now. And I'm not exaggerating. It is bedlam.
Yeah.
And so,
you've got people dying. This big story this week, 50 people dying in the back of a refrigeration truck, which, by the way, wasn't even a real refrigeration truck. They just made it look like that, and these people cooked to death. I mean, it is not empathetic, the system that's going on now, where it's just like the Wild West down there, and the cartels are running everything. It was the guy driving was a 46-year-old, a meth-addicted member of the cartel who was running these people for them. I mean, this is not good. But at the same time, I understand, and I have to be fair, because I love the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's very effective.
I do, too.
It's
Trump-era
policy that worked.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration wanting to get rid of it, I think, is them just saying we want to get rid of everything Trump, even stuff that is good. And that's a problem for me. But the Supreme Court, I think, was right, as much as I hate to say it, because when you have a new president, elections have consequences. And they can, if things are not codified into law, make their own policies. And, you know, it's the outcome of elections. And that's why every time we go to vote, it's important.
It is. And that includes the primaries. There's still a lot of primaries to come between now and September. I have a friend, actually, who started a race. He's a libertarian, as most people know, listen to me with any degree of regularity. I could be, there's no card carrying libertarianism, but I am, if there was a card, I'd have it.
Which is a smidge of anarchist.
Yeah, a little bit. So, the LNA party, how's that? You know, we can start a new party, the LNA party. So this kid, his name is Mark Tashian, and he's running against Seth Moulton, who is a congressman, hadn't been in there that long from Massachusetts, but his voting record is terrible. He doesn't show up half the time. And so this kid is like his late 30s, I think, and he runs a farm. That's how I know him. I supply him with hay. He's got a huge polo. He runs a farm and a polo, the Boston Polo Club. And he just felt that it was time for somebody that had some neutrality in their brain to run. And he's working hard at it. It'd be interesting to see how he shows up in this situation that will exist in the primary in September, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make it 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirster from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The social media portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto. If you have a car problem but you don't know where to go, maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down, so let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have a shop referral program that is second to none, and that helps take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you. They're all over the country. Or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or a service center near to where you are so you can get your repairs done. That's O'Reilly Auto. That's kind of a good service, O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so and that's interesting. That commercial makes me think how dependent we become on things like O'ReillyAuto.com, whatever .com it is, and you pick up the phone anymore and call O'Reilly or call some service center. You know what I mean? I got in yesterday the yellow pages, the quote unquote official yellow pages, because I still have a landline. So they deliver a yellow pages phone book, a real phone book. Yellow Pages phone book.
Is it still as thick as it used to be?
No, not at all. It's like a little...
It's like a pamphlet
yeah.
now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is, because, they all have landlines. Businesses have landlines, and so they cater to the people who have landlines by giving you a Yellow Pages of businesses that have landlines. But I just find it's interesting how there's still people like me that are clinging to life when it comes to that sort of thing. Okay, let's get to the comments from social media on a couple of the important things from this week. Jay, for example, prayer being reintroduced into public schools. It seems most of our discussion is about the Supreme Court and decisions it's making. And so here we have the subject. This is on a lot of people's minds. So the question we presented was, should prayer be reintroduced in public schools? So what'd you get for responses from some folks?
Greg Psalm says, absolutely not. I'm a public school teacher, and I can't think of anything more inappropriate than an act of isolating and segregating students who are not believers. Students are perfectly capable of praying on their own time and in their own way. Chris.
So what happened to the separation of church and state on this? Why is there even a discussion about it? Prayer.
The First Amendment right protects speech. So,
which is more important then? That's the question. Which of the amendments?
Your First Amendment right is most important. The separation of church and state is just how the documents were founded. And the reason for that was not to eliminate religion, which I think is really a misguided perspective that a lot of people have. No offense to you, Dougie, but the separation of church and state was set up so that the government can't determine what religion you have to have. So basically, the separation of church and state means that you, Doug, can worship any god you want. You can go to any church you want or no church at all.
I worship the same god that most everybody does in organized commercial, industrial. Well, but are we really?
Yes, it's why we say in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. But all religions believe in a god, Allah, whatever. There's a single supreme being that seems to be part of the landscape with most of the religions that were founded all in Jerusalem anyway. All right. So what else have you got here?
For the coach, he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
I have no problem with him. I think that was the right decision.
And it's the teacher who puts up a Black Lives Matter poster or something. I mean, you have freedom of speech that even sometimes goes into public education.
Yeah, if it's an individual thing and not required, got no problem with it whatsoever. All right, what else you got, Jay?
Chris Marengo, as a school child from the 60s, I remember not only prayer, but the pledge and the Ten Commandments posted in the room all helped me have a consciousness that helped me, not hurt me. Russ Schleicher says, prayer is a personal thing. It shouldn't be forced upon someone, nor should it be disallowed.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, my flight got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
Take you to get there. I got to LaGuardia Airport in New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use that moniker to get people focused because we are actually doing this Talk Radio Review in concert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, I'm here, and so is Jay Kirshner, and the lovely and talented and the fabulous, and how many more adjectives you want me to use, Jennifer?
Oh, keep going. We've got a half hour.
That we do. But we have to get back to the issues at hand, the things that are on the countdown charts this week from Talkers Magazine. You get the list, by the way, at talkers.com and also at the gooddayshow.com website, the list of the top 10 stories. And much of it has to do in one way or another with what's going on in the Supreme Court. So we have even comments. Let's get back to some of the social media comments, if we can, for a couple of more moments here, Jay. The focus on the overturn. This is what's taken all the oxygen out of the room. But what I'm trying to point out with people is that the Supreme Court rulings, there are a myriad of them that have been released this week, results of discussions that have gone on much of the term. That's what happens the last week of June. They release all of what they've debated and what the results are. So it happens that Roe v. Wade, that came out a week ago, the first one of many. So what are people, you got a couple of folks you want to call on here with their comments?
Yeah, Ellen Bishop says, I really don't think we'd be discussing this if some people hadn't pushed abortion into the third trimester. The country seemed to go along with an uneasy trace until that time. If a woman can't make that decision within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, then we have bigger problems. Responsible birth control for both men and women could eliminate a lot of these decisions.
So I'm looking at some of the protests that are going on. Some cities and states more are trying to make it impossible for people who live in that state. If, for example, let's say you live in Texas and you want an abortion, there are people that are trying to make it illegal to cross state lines to get an abortion. Now, that seems pretty un-American to me. I don't know.
I don't think it goes anywhere, to be honest. You know, you have, and to our person who was on social media commenting, I think there is something to it, but that's the emotional argument about you know, what's right and what's wrong that everybody could yell about until they're to the blue in the face.
Blue in the face.
Mm-hmm. What's really important to understand, and again, I wish that there was somebody, some elected official who would be, like, rational, not that people even want to hear it, but at least somebody who's saying it, that explains why the Supreme Court made this decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very pro-choice, said for years that Roe versus Wade was a flimsy piece of jurisprudence. And that's because abortion is, it was a stretch to create abortion as part of the due process piece of the 14th Amendment. It was always a flimsy argument. The Supreme Court decided to just do it because of the political motivation of the time, even though they knew it probably at some point would be overturned.
Exactly the same as the political motivation of the time now.
Correct. But also, yeah. You had a Congress who had 40 years of saying that they could have codified Roe, and they never did. And that's a failure on all parts. So
Leadership.
You had, during 2008, one of the key promises of the Obama presidency was to codify Roe, and then when he got into office, he said, well, that's up to Congress. Well, Congress wasn't acting. So for 40 years, you had the opportunity to codify it. You didn't, and so now it's returned back to
the states. So let me ask you a question.
Well, in some ways, just one sentence here, but in some ways, this is a more powerful position for people to determine what's appropriate for them, and I think it's really short-sighted for a pro-choice person in California to think that their opinion tops a pro-life person in Oklahoma. The majority rules state by state.
So, under the circumstances, there were three Supreme Court justices that were appointed during the Trump era. They were all asked the same question about Roe v. Wade, and they all lied when they responded. So, should they be impeached because they lied in testimony before the Senate?
First of all, I don't think that they lied.
Jennifer, they said that they thought it was settled law.
So, two of them, it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, said that it was settled law. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett said exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, is that you can't see hypotheticals. The problem is, and look, you're going to have this with every Supreme Court justice for everything. When you have people asking hypothetical questions, you don't know how the piece of law or the challenge, the cases that you're going to look at, you don't know what it's going to say. And the state of Mississippi had a very good argument saying that they shouldn't have to be forced to offer abortions after 15 weeks because of state law rights. That happened to resonate with the Supreme Court justices. So this is why I don't think we can count on anybody, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson or Amy Coney Barrett, to be able to say what they would do until they're actually given the facts of the case that they're supposed to rule on.
So I don't think it's impeachable. I think that's what Amy Coney Barrett did.
And then what did everybody say? Well, she didn't answer any questions. So it's a tough situation because you're basing your answers on hypotheticals.
All right, a couple of more comments. Why don't you go through a couple of more of these comments, and then we'll move on to other Supreme Court stuff, Jay.
Yeah, Dennis DeCora says, people ought not to confuse pro-life with pro-birth. Wanting a child born but not a child fed, not a child educated, not a child housed is a big problem in this country.
Well, that's why I've said my retort to the people who all want to have the law as it's comfortable for them and their political persuasion. Okay, you want to have Roe v. Wade? Never mind Roe v. Wade. You want to have all children that are conceived brought to term. Okay? I'm an anti-abortionist myself. So, excuse me, I can ask this question with some degree of credibility. Actually, a lot of credibility. What do you do when the child is born? How do you take care of a child if it's not wanted by its mother? What do? You put them in the system? Are there programs in place? And are the people who want to have abortion, illegal, then are you going to help feed the child that's born? Educate the child that's born?
House the child that's born? The state does that now. I think one of the biggest things that we should be talking about as part of this discussion nationally is how difficult it is to adopt a kid. Yeah. I mean, it is almost impossible.
It is. $40,000 if you want to adopt somebody from out of the country.
Both with a partner and without. It was something that's always weighed heavy in my heart because I know how many kids that are in need.
Yeah, you'd be a great mother.
And so I look around and I've done investigating. It's extremely expensive. If you're a single woman or if you are something that's not in a traditional marriage, coverage. They make it extremely difficult mm-hmm. for you to do it. So why not help people through that process? There are so many people who want to have kids who have tried everything and can't.
So what I'm saying,
they can't adopt because they don't know how.
Is the phonies? There are a lot of phonies who stand behind the pro-birth thing. There are people who are not thinking about, nor do they have answers to the question. I just think you have both things to discuss, and we're only discussing one side of the issue. And that's not right.
It's an important piece of the conversation to say that we have really, as a society, become reliant on abortions. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling...
Well, people use it as birth control.
Right. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling, says that abortions should be okay, but they should be rare and they should be safe, which is what Joe Biden said 20 years ago when he was a member of the Senate. And unfortunately, you have women who are getting multiple abortions, who are using it over and over and over again. And really, the heft of such a big decision gets lost because... It just becomes something that is just a piece of life, and I don't think that sits well with the majority either. I think, I think there's some common ground that we could really find as a country.
All right, let's do one more comment, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Jay.
Sandy Ray Jakowski says, pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. There are many people out there who are strongly against abortion, but not against a woman's right to her own body.
So there's the conflict right there. Meanwhile, men are rushing to get vasectomies. Did you see the stats there? It's kind of interesting, actually. The permanent sterilization, which really isn't a vasectomy, because you can reverse it if you want, but to keep the sperm from flowing through to get to the egg when you're having intercourse, then there's,
Why would you say it does? It just sounds gross.
I know, it does sound gross, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The whole thing is gross, as far as that's concerned. Yeah.
Hey, look, men should be worrying about this too. You know,
of course they should.
It takes two to tango. So, you know, if more men are being driven for vasectomies and that's their choice, then I'm glad they're taking some responsibility for them.
All right, there are a couple of other items on the docket here, Supreme Court decisions that are worth a moment or two or three or four of our time. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other 9 items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has the deal. You go to TopLoss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at TopLoss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at TopLoss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, the people side of the ledger, we also have a top 10 list for that. The lists appear at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Tony Fauci. Back to vaccines and stuff for COVID. Number 8 is Bad, Bad Vlad. Number 7, Clarence Thomas. Number 6, Darren Bailey. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Liz Cheney is number 4. Donald Trump is 3. What do you think Donald Trump has had to say about Liz Cheney this week? And number 2, what do you think he's had to say about Cassidy Hutchison, who has come from nowhere to be in the spotlight, and she probably will be for a week or so. So she's 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 with his trip overseas this week and the involvement in some of the primaries, although you never see anybody say Joe Biden supported me to run, but you see that with Trump. That's the story. That's the list. All right, 45 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Here's somebody that's going to become a national debate, and it will end up, I predict, in front of the Supreme Court next year. The billboard companies, media in general, radio, television want to advertise marijuana. To this point, broadcasters have remained on the sidelines because they don't want to put the FCC. The FCC is in charge of the licenses, and because it's against federal law to have anything to do with marijuana, it's like banks can't handle the money. You know, it's this naive, stupid attitude. So now the next thing is radio stations are beginning, and so are television stations, to take money to advertise pot. And there is a massive, I mean, there's a lot of money here for sure. So what are we going to do? The cannabis provisions are facing an uphill climb in Congress, but there are some states that are look like they're going to pass. Well, it's the states' rights thing again. But I'm going to bet, I'll almost put money on pot stuff getting to the Supreme Court in the next year. Meanwhile, the Democrats are not happy because apparently Joe Biden made a deal with Mitch McConnell. I don't quite understand why he needed to make a deal. But anyway, some kid, he looks like he's about 15, has been put up for an anti-abortion lawyer up for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. You know anything about that, Jennifer?
I haven't heard much about that, no.
Yeah. His name is Charles Booker. And again, he looks like he has water in his ears still. I don't know where this guy came from, but he doesn't have a great reputation. But anyway, he is up for nomination as a... No, I'm sorry. His name is Chad Meredith. I didn't get the other the name.
Sorry, Mr. Booker.
Right. Yeah, right, Mr. Booker. Anyway, so there's another a bunch of hoo-ha.
Top Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professional professor. Hey, I like that. He's a posturing professional professor. Professor. Wow. I like that, huh? At Bentley University. We've been doing this too long. I feel like Johnny Carson introducing, what's his face? Bill Nye, the science guy. Right? You're getting better. Or better yet, Rodney Dangerfield. Maybe that's better. Okay, so we have a lot of dangerous things to discuss here in our time together. I think we should devote our time, with your permission, to Supreme Court decisions. I'm curious on your, if you look at the countdown this week, most of the stories can be connected to Supreme Court action. There are people who can't get their minds or their sights off of Roe v. Wade, but there were so many things that were announced decisions, and some of them were, I guess it depends on your point of view, some of them were good, some of them weren't. I would ask you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorneys, Esquire, etc., for the ones you thought were the most important and perhaps the most influential of all of the Supreme Court decisions announced this week.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you want to talk about this. And I have been, throughout my career, a constitutional law professor. And I want to cite two and then tell you something that has not been mentioned anywhere that I think is the most critical. One is, of course, the restrictions on the EPA, and the other is, of course, Roe versus Wade. To me, the biggest takeaway from this is not that environmental laws cannot be passed and enforced. It's that the Supreme Court for years has been doing the work of legislatures. Legislatures have been either unwilling or unable to make laws regarding the environment or things like same-sex marriage or abortion laws. All of these came from the court. And so what you have now is a court that is reverting back to a position where it used to be, you know, it's not us to legislate. We just interpret the laws. So the environmental law didn't say that regulations couldn't be made. If you read the case carefully, what you see is that what they said was that the present regulations didn't allow the EPA to do this. This was a wasn't written in that fashion by the legislature. The Congress could absolutely in 2 minutes, if they had the guts, pass important environmental rules. The same thing with a woman's right to choose and abortion rights. If indeed as much of the public seems to be in polls is in favor of abortion rights, Congress could pass that in the proverbial New York minute. But they don't seem to. Congress is the weak link in all of this.
The weakest link. That's a TV show, isn't it?
They would be on there.
Yeah.
All right, would hate them.
I had forgotten that part of your professional life is all about constitutional law because you practice so many other things in your own private practice. But the idea of making law instead of interpreting law, that has been something that has been discussed for many, many years, and therefore, but yet, you know what it is, Steve? It's actually a focus on the lack of leadership anywhere. Whether it's in our country, there's no leadership in Congress, there's no leadership in the presidency, and there's no leadership. Look around the world. People that are running businesses, people are running companies, people are running countries. There's no real standout. There's no real strong leader. And it's maybe Putin is the strongest guy because everybody else. How many more? There's one guy and there are 120 other countries. So why is Putin still there? Why hasn't somebody put a bullet in his head and put him out of the way so that we don't have all this war and the fear and what it's doing to the economy? It's ludicrous. It really, in my mind, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you know, one of my mottos that I use with scams, and I think it applies here, is, you know, Doug, things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. I agree with everything you say. You say, why doesn't someone put a bullet in Putin's head? And I'm very anti-violence, but I would be willing to pull that trigger.
Yeah, me too.
And it's because he's either poisoned, imprisoned, or shot anyone that disagrees with him.
Right.
But in fact, you're right. The lack of leadership does seem to be at a historical low, not just in this country, but around the world. Yeah. And quite frankly, I blame social media and the internet for much of that.
Easy to do that. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, with some important comments. He's on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.